You're listening to SBS News.
New Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt has promised to win back the UK's economic credibility by fully accounting for the government's tax and spending plans, while insisting Prime Minister Liz Truss remains in charge of the country. Ms. Truss appointed Mr. Hunt on Friday as confidence in her ability to run the country drained away within both her own Conservative Party and international financial markets. Mr. Hunt was appointed Chancellor on the 14th of October. He told the BBC difficult decisions will be needed across the board on tax and spending.
Actions speak louder than words. The Prime Minister has changed her Chancellor. We are going to have a very big fiscal statement, a bit like a budget, in which we set out the tax and spending plans for several years ahead, and that's going to be independently verified by the Office for Budget Responsibility. We've been honest that it was a mistake not to do that in the mini-budget before. I'm not taking anything off the table. I want to keep as many of those tax cuts as I possibly can, because our long-term health depends on being a low-tax economy, and I very strongly believe that.
Investors have sold government bonds heavily since September the 23rd, when Mr. Hunt's predecessor, Kwasi Kwarteng, announced a string of unfunded tax cuts without publishing a set of independent economic forecasts. Ms. Truss, who became Conservative Party leader just over 5 weeks ago after promising to slash taxes, fired Mr. Kwarteng on Friday and has ditched key parts of the program they agreed to together. The chaos has fueled further discontent in the governing party, with a number of Conservative MPs questioning the leadership of Ms. Truss. They include MP Robert Halfen, who told Sky News the government was conducting free market experiments, comparing their strategy to that of religious extremists.
I worry that over the past few weeks, the government has looked like libertarian jihadists. And treated the whole country as a kind of laboratory mice in which to carry out kind of ultra free market experiments. And this is not where the country is. There's been one horror story after another. It's not just about tax cuts for the rich, but about benefit cuts, cuts to public services. Even today, we're reading that they may impose charges on long-term sick and disabled who are parking at hospitals. And this is not what the public wants.
Mr. Halfen says the Prime Minister should apologise to British people and set out a vision for compassionate conservatism with social justice at its heart. Ms. Truss had previously insisted that her tax-cutting plans were what Britain needed to boost economic growth. But a mini-budget that she and Mr. Kwarteng unveiled 3 weeks ago, which promised around $50 billion in tax cuts without explaining how the government would pay for them, sent the markets and the British pound tumbling and left her credibility in tatters. The policies, which included cutting income tax for those on the highest incomes, were also widely criticised for being tone-deaf in the face of Britain's cost-of-living crisis. But Andrew Griffith, Financial Secretary to the Treasury, says the public is not interested in another leadership change, just competent government.
Look, this is a time when we need stability. I don't think anybody would say that what the country needs right now is either more change inside the Westminster bubble, nor a Labour government that will actually come forward and give more rights to the striking workers that are a real break on people's ability to go to work, nationalising energy companies, or, as Mayor Khan says, taking us back into Europe. All of those things would increase the level of uncertainty. And people at home are just tearing their hair out with that level of uncertainty. What they want to see is competent government getting on with the job.
US President Joe Biden says his UK counterpart's economic policies were a mistake, adding he's worried that other nations' fiscal policies may hurt the US amid worldwide inflation. Mr. Biden said it was predictable that the new Prime Minister on Friday was forced to walk away from plans to aggressively cut taxes without identifying cost savings after Ms. Truss's proposal caused turmoil in global financial markets. It marked an unusual criticism by a US president of the domestic policy decisions of one of its closest allies. Mr. Biden says he wasn't the only one who disagreed with the tax cuts.
Well, it's predictable. I mean, I wasn't the only one that thought it was a mistake. And But look, I think that the idea of cutting taxes on the super wealthy at a time when, anyway, I just think I disagreed with the policy, but that's up to Great Britain to make that judgment, not me.
Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey said on Saturday that inflationary pressures may need a stronger response than expected, hinting a big interest rate rise by the central bank next month. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.